Here's something new, which is something fun. And, Una, I feel I'm being seen right now because we're being tested on what we've done during the week. And it is a quiz called the Quizzy Bit. And we are basically going to be questioned on what we both came out with this week.
Yep.
So I know that you are possibly one of the most competitive people I know.
Not at all. Not at all.
Oh, no.
Oh,
my God. Where the hell is this coming from? Not at all. I'm like... That's the Una's lying on the radio klaxon. This has been given to us by Dave and Fionnuala from iRadio. Ooh. Yeah, weekdays from 3.
Hello, Cooper and Una. It's Dave and Fionnuala.
And we have some questions for you.
Okay, are you ready?
Ready.
All right, so I'll try and keep score on this one, all right? I'll put a C here for Cooper and O for Una. And hopefully that'll be your score. You ready for question one? Yeah?
Go on.
Number one. In the wind-up Wednesday prank call this week, Who did you say was being encouraged?
Being encouraged?
Being encouraged?
Being encouraged. Oh, was he encouraging the criminals on the mean streets of Mount Mellick?
I honestly don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, let's find out.
Are you denying it? Look, there's enough criminals now on the mean streets of Mount Mellick.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When you bought this car, you're just giving them money. Do you know what I mean, Mr. Don? You're encouraging them, the criminals.
Well done, Una.
Thank you.
Wouldn't be like it to be, right all the time.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Number two. Una said that something happened to her one time this week. What was that?
One time.
Ooh, was it...
That was one time.
Was it food related?
Could be a lot of things in my life food related.
Was this the oysters?
No.
Oh my God, I've absolutely no idea. Do you have any idea?
The oysters. No, I don't know.
I know, I'm lost as well. No points.
Upperware. 3 lunchboxes.
Oh, is this so you can put your leaky fish in instead of just putting in tinfoil?
Hey, the leaky fish happened one time and I wasn't aware the tinfoil wasn't waterproof. So.
Because you clearly didn't do living in life.
Can we please stop about the leaky fish situation that I brought in salmon that was leaking in tinfoil and it leaked all over my snacks? That's been brought up a million times already.
I don't think we need to talk about it anymore.
I'm going to be known as Salmon Girl.
It's definitely something fishy about you. All right, number three.
Number three. Una said she brought her own loaf to her friend's house because she didn't like freezer bread toast. What did Cooper call you after you revealed this?
What did he call
did
me?
Did I call you notiony? I probably did.
Oh, notiony. Pot and kettle, my friend.
Hey.
She was giving me... freezer toast. It was disgusting. It was like hard, crispy on the outside, soft on the inside.
Maybe I called you ungrateful and spoiled.
Hey!
Let's see what the answer was.
Because my friend gave me freezer bread toasted.
Oh, yeah.
And I spat it out. Right?
Oh, would you stop being melodramatic?
I couldn't eat it. It was gank. I actually went out and bought my own loaf of bread. It might be toasty on the outside.
You're such a special person. Melodramatic and a special person. Ain't no denying that. Okay, all right, question four.
Number four. What compliment did Cooper say he got on Wednesday after Una said she received one over the weekend?
I remember this.
Oh, yeah, because I got a compliment.
You did.
Someone said that my dress was sensational. I mean, sensational. What a fabulous compliment to get.
It is a beautiful compliment to get. Yeah.
So, did someone say something? I don't remember you getting a compliment.
No, I did get a compliment.
I remember Donald got a compliment about something and he got a free coffee.
Yeah. I remember what it was, and it was that my physio says, isn't your neck moving well?
Oh.
I think that's what it was.
That's super.
On Monday, I did get a compliment. My physio said that my rotation on my head was quite good.
Yeah, there you go.
You're moving a lot better than you were last week.
Oh, my God.
Watch out,
so you can move your neck from side to side.
All right, one more.
And number five, what did you accuse Brian of denying during the prank?
Oh, I know this.
Denying.
Yeah.
Are you denying that you...
I'm going to write this down.
...are involved... are you denying that it was a chop-chop jobby when I said that the car was a chop-chop jobby?
Okay, you're saying chop-chop jobby?
Yeah.
Right, I'm saying that you're denying that you're AI is what I'm saying. Right?
Oh, I did deny I was AI.
Well, let's see. You said you're chop-chop jobby.
Okay.
So is it chop-chop jobby or is it AI?
Chop-chop jobby.
Breaker's yard called me and he said it's a chop chop jobby, and then I went down and I saw the chop chop jobby and I saw it with my own eyes.
Chop chop jobby.
Are you going to deny that it was a chop chop jobby?
Chop chop jobby.
A chop chop jobby.
Chop chop jobby.
Winner, you won this week, man. Woohoo! I don't think I'm ever going to win this, but well done. But you did deny that you were AI as well.
I did deny I was AI, yeah.
In fact, anytime you are doing a prank, you're denying an awful lot of things. Thank you very much to Dave and Fionnuala back here on iRadio from 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.